Because I said in that process that the way that we had previously appointed the Climate Advisory Council was the right way. That there are some instances where in a government department and a minister is best placed to be able to set up this advisory board. It's a very specific board, very different for any of the other commercial or other semi-state boards, all being appointed at the one time, requiring a chair and a board to be in place very quickly for us to be able to meet our climate advisory targets. And in my mind, the process that had been followed previously had worked and should be followed again, which is what we did. And it was a process where, with my government colleagues, there was the full sharing of all the names in the right timelines according to the Cabinet Handbook, done to the letter of the law. And I believe the outcome shows that this was actually the correct approach.
Against the guidelines.
I work with the Public Against Appointment the Service all the time.
Against the guidelines.
But in this particular instance, I believe that the way we legislated for it was the right way to do it. And actually was busy getting that right mix and blend of talent. And I believe we have done that, as you, I think, have recognised. So let's sit down and work with them now and deal with the real issue. Because this is not a stroke. This is to the letter of the law. This is under the Cabinet Handbook. This was done in all due proper timelines.
No, not open, and not transparent, not fair and against the guidelines,
Deputy
Minister.
Doherty.
You had an option.
Deputy Doherty, you're out of order.
Okay.